Hey, it's Brian Hayes. So last year, my neighbor forgot to get their eaves cleaned. And let's just say the leak in their basement will make sure that doesn't happen again. Not going to happen to me, though. It's fall, and that means it's Jiffy time. Booking my eaves cleaning and yard cleanup took all of 30 seconds. It couldn't be easier. Thanks to Jiffy, I say bring it on fall. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code SPORTS for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, fast and reliable home maintenance.
Final hour overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app, your home smart speaker up on TSN 2. Brian Hayes, Yo Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan, Chris Johnston later in the hour on the Leafs winning a ton of hockey games recently. Mitch Marner's got points in 17 straight. He looks to tie the record, team record, tomorrow night. We got to try to get Eddie Olczyk on. Eddie O had 18 straight back in the day.
Maybe we get Eddie tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we're going to reach out to Eddie and see how he feels about it. See if he put any money on Mitch Marner tying a streak tomorrow night.
See if there's any ponies named Mitch Marner.
Yes. So that's going tomorrow. Chris Johnston will join us a little bit later on. We expect the debut of Connor Timmins. Ilya Samsonov is close to return. Doesn't sound like he'll play tomorrow. I would assume Murray goes tomorrow, but we'll see what happens. So CJ coming up later this hour. The Raptors coming off a good win last night. Pascal Siakam making his return. And Raptors, you know, both teams just trying to survive injuries. You know, like that's the story of sports, it seems, right now. Certainly in the NHL, NBA, NFL to an extent, but the NFL, it's always that way. You're always kind of dodging bullets left, right, and center with injuries. But it does seem more prominent this year in the NHL and the NBA. And I saw a note earlier that Kawhi Leonard's going to miss, you know, his 17th, I think, an 18th game already this season. He's barely, like, why doesn't he get goofed on more?
I'm telling you, part of the problem, I think part of the problem is the idea, and I proved to you guys that I'm not a genius with my results the other day. I'm hovering a little bit above average. But just the idea of doing your sport 12 months a year and nonstop, I can't see that being good for the body.
Yeah.
Like taking 8 days off and then firing up your skates again and bag skating yourself in the summer and the train. I don't know. And I joke with you, Hayes. It's not a joke because it's the truth. I took 32 days off after the season and was gooned 28 of them.
Right.
And that was my break. But I'll tell you what, I felt refreshed when I was ready.
Absolutely. I think it's the
problem. It's a different ball game now. I get that. But it just seems like to do it 12 months a year, your body's going to have some issues. Man.
I think it's clearly having that. But I think what we're seeing is the games are faster than ever. So that's what you're doing. You're keeping up with pace. You know, like there's no, you know, with all due respect, the game was slower back when you guys played, you know.
Oh yeah.
And
oh
now,
yeah. And guys, these days, when you go at this pace 12 months a year at 30, that's why you're seeing the wheels just fall right off of guys, where it's like they show up to training camp 1 year at sometimes 29 or 30 and it's like it's game over for you, pal.
Well,
and there's no sizzle in those legs anymore.
Well, 29 or 30, if a guy played when he was at 18, I always attributed, this is a bad analogy, but it's, if they're a Ferrari, they're a Ferrari with 400,000 kilometers on it, like when you're 30 years old. Like I look at some of the players that are in the league that are on the decline. They're still good players, but they just, the mileage on the body, because we've known them since they were 18, 19, and all of a sudden they're 31. You're like, God, this guy just looks different. He's had to adapt his game because maybe the speed isn't there. The smarts are still there, and the skill.
If you're a Mercedes diesel, you're going to have a tough time keeping up after
exactly.
400,000 clicks
If you have to work to skate in today's game, I think it's harder to stay. The longevity is a lot tougher. Like this, that's why I think Mark Giordano is so impressive, because Gio has never had anything handed to him in his life. But what he does is continues to work. He's in amazing shape, like one of the best conditioned athletes I've ever played with. And I played with some rock stars, like guys like Aguilera and that, and Giordano was right there. But Gio has found a way to morph his game and be very effective at 38, 39, which is very tough.
He's been a lifesaver for him. Like he really has. He is.
Yep.
He's been so good.
Yeah.
And just under the radar. It's not overly flashy. It's just, it's a smart, confident
play. And he's getting more minutes, Hayes. He's probably, and it's an obvious statement, but when he gets a lesser role and the guys start coming back, you're just going to be like, there's that guy again. Hard worker. He's contributing. He's an athlete, man. He's got a lot of pride. He wants to kind of still be the guy. The guy that won the Norris Trophy, but he still wants to be the guy. I'll tell you who is the guy. Hazy B, have a look. I told you about I wanted. As far as you, there you are. Look. There you are, dude. That is Noodles. Noodles is Scottie Pippen, and he's carrying you in the flu game.
Here's what I appreciate. Why can't that be the picture you use more? I look thinner. I got good hair there.
Why is it
always the goofy, fat face, bad hair, earmuff pick?
Dude, I swear to God, I think that blue T-shirt, like, cans on pick, it's like my favorite.
I know it is. And it's my least favorite. Like, I can't express to you how awful that picture is.
Some guy sent me a message the other day with that picture, and he says, underneath it said, when you see an animal in the backyard and you like that animal, and it's just your fat face looking this way, I'm like, I can't get enough of that picture.
And the thing is, there's multiple. Look at that pic. Look at that face.
Where are these pics on the internet? Like, there is one picture. It's when you had the hand up and you're in the middle of a rant, guaranteed, with the blue tarp on. But I've seen more recently.
No, he had this like button up shirt on.
That was the first
day one of Leafs Lunch. Was the show called Leafs Lunch?
No,
Blue
Lunch. It wasn't. This was day one of TSN Radio. It was the Brian Hayes show at 10 a.m. in the morning.
And so you got a call from a radio station that said, we're going to fire up the Brian Hayes show at 10 in the morning.
Yes. So I got hired.
Holy crap.
It was a scramble. I had just got in there. It was day one. You'd think I would have the foresight. I was young. You know, I'd have the foresight to be like, go and get some new gear. Show up day one and look professional. You've got your own show. It's at TSN.
Dude, you had this outrageous bowling shirt on or something. And
it was
just a monster.
Like,
it was yellow and blue striped.
Yellow,
and you've
blue,
got your
green.
Hand like this, and your head is just massive.
Yeah.
JP, we're going to find that first day of TSN.
Look at that thing. Look at that. Look at that shirt.
And you are coming with hot takes, and you look so hungry.
I'm hungry. And
look at how hungry your face looks.
I'm so excited to be there. And there's a buffet in the background. I mean, listen, I made my presence felt day one. Day one of TSN Radio.
See, I don't think they could, but I would love to dig up some of the hot takes you had. 11 years ago? 12 years ago?
Yeah,
dude, are those hiding somewhere? Are your Leaf takes? And they were probably terrible back then, too.
Well, when the Leafs
were awful. We launched the station. They were out of the playoffs. Like, we started day one of the NHL playoffs in 2011, and they had missed for years. And, I was on. I had a two-hour show. That was the shirt I wore. I remember I wore a pair of brutal jeans. Like, it was awful gear. It's like CP24 was down there, CTV News, because you know how like Bell Media works, right? Like, it was like all engines are go here. We got something new. Let's really promote it. Get everyone down there. And they must have sent crews down and been like, "This is the guy. Look at this guy. We're gonna do a hit on this guy." With
they
that
turned
shirt.
The mics on. Like, you were actually like the first mic turned on.
No,
or one of them?
No, Richards was. So Mike Richards was on first, and then Mike was done. He passed it over to me, and then it was me on my own for 2 hours. And
it wasn't long after that I joined the station, and it was me and you, Blue Lunch, right? Like, we weren't even Leafs.
We didn't have the rights.
Yeah, it was
right.
Blue
we didn't have
lunch.
We didn't have the rights for the Leafs. That was quite something, man. Yeah, so that was day one. The other thing, the other pick you're referencing that always gets
the blue shirt.
That was like the wing-eating contest I had this.
That's right.
Yeah, and the worst part about that is different faces have been chopped, like cut and paste. So, like, some of them are me looking hungry. Others are looking like I'm exasperated for some reason.
Dude, you don't look it. There's no – you can't find me a pic where you look any hungrier than the first day at TSN. You look like you want to tear some ribs apart in that pick with your hand out like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if I can recall correctly, I was hungry that morning. I'm sure I was.
I guarantee you they had a pizza in the back. There was always pizza there. I don't know. That's one memory there. Wherever that was on Richmond, 299 Richmond.
Yeah, that was the thing. You had a million pizza spots right downtown.
There was always
pizza.
Maybe
we should go back there one day. Maybe we'll get some pizza.
Yeah, oh, maybe we should. God, yeah,
that
we should.
Was so funny.
Yeah, that was day one. Imagine wearing that shirt day one.
Dude, were you with your wife at that time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if she signed off on the shirt or not, but obviously I made that call. Like, it was clearly, I was like, this is a good look, you know? Like, this is going to be good for me.
I just can't imagine, like, as your girlfriend, if you, like, were walking around the living room, well, you probably had some, like, weird jeans on and Nike Monarchs in that bowling shirt, and you said, biggest day of my life today. I'm starting my own radio show. And I'm going to be tell it like there's going to be TV cameras watching
right.
me. I would have been horrified looking. I would have said, not on my watch.
I know.
Going with that gear.
I can't believe someone didn't stop me and say, throw a jacket on or a black shirt or something. Like something.
Give it a suit day one, and then you can turn into a slob.
I got a feeling what happened is Erin probably got up and went to school or to work, wherever, whatever she was doing at that time. And didn't lay eyes on you because you probably left a half an hour before or after her or something. So she wouldn't have seen your gear. She wouldn't have seen your outfit.
That's probably what happened. Who knows? It was a long time ago. But this is a perfect example of a pick where in the moment, you're like, this makes sense. And then you see it 11 years later. You're like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, how many pictures, how many brutal outfits? I was thinking about that with guys that go to the draft. That wear like dumb suits. You're like, do you know how much you're going to regret seeing that on the highlights in 30 years?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like how
goofy. Guy just sent me a message and said, I'm walking through an airport right now, and you guys just put up a goon squad pick of Hayes, and I started pissing my pants laughing. And I just kept walking. He goes, yeah. I don't know why I saw that, but there was some restaurant at the airport that flashed a pick of Hayes in a bowling shirt, and I started crying laughing.
I know. That's the amazing thing. We're in bars all across the country, and it's probably crazy. On mute just with that pic. Flash that picture one more time, just to let everyone see it. No context.
It's just I want wings. This pic screams, I want wings as soon as this shift is over.
There should be pizza places across the country that use that picture. Just go, gotta growl. Like, that should be the headline. Gotta growl.
Gotta growl.
Like, that should be Boston Pizza's headline right there. Or what you name it. Name a pizza.
Whatever it
right
is.
Across the,
Look at this guy. Look at that. What am I ordering into that mic? Yeah.
Dude, that's the worst shirt ever. That's an 80s shirt.
It's an awful shirt. It's an awful shirt.
It's an awful shirt.
It is.
Noodles, I can admit it. It's my shirt.
You've got to find it. If you can find it, is it still in your closet somewhere?
That was 65 pounds ago, man. I don't have that shirt. That thing's three houses.
I'll pay money. I'll give you a hunch for that shirt. If you wheel in with that thing on, I'll pass it.
I'll do everything I can to find it, but there's no way it made it.
Just look in a box in the back of the garage and pull that thing out and wear it in just for the laughs.
Okay. Chris Johnston in 15. Let's fire up some confirm or deny.
You can never...
Okay.
What happened there?
I thought that was me. I was like, oh, God,
so did I. I'm
disconnected.
Like, okay. All right. Well, there you go. All right. Confirm
JP, let's give it one more shot.
Do you want to try it again?
Right in.
Try it again. Try it again, JP. Go ahead.
I can neither confirm or deny that this is, in fact, a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, confirm or deny, brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease the 2023 NX250 all-wheel drive signature package from just $278 biweekly for 40 months. Details at donvalleynorthlexus.com. All right, confirm or deny. We know the way this works. Statements are made. We go around the table. We confirm or we deny. Confirm or deny, Mitch Marner, at the quarter mark of the season, has played himself into top five heart consideration.
I'm going to totally confirm that. You're looking at the kid in Dallas who is just outrageous.
Man, has he been good.
Jesus, this guy. I thought he was just kind of one of those quiet, like, skill guys. This guy has put everybody on notice. He's the real deal. And you got McDavid. You've got Dreisaitl. They're like automatic locks. You bring up
Pasternak for sure.
Pasternak. And then there's Mitch Marner. He's absolutely in that convo. And I think it's good that he gets his flowers. And he seems to have this edge to him, which I kind of like. It's a little bit Jordan-like, where he's inventing ideas or theories where people don't like him or something. Because he said yesterday, he's like, my dog just doesn't care who I am. Yeah. I just want to say, Mitch, like, everybody in Toronto loves you. Like, you are loved here. Everyone thinks you're unbelievable. You're one of the best players in the world. And right now, you're one of the best five players in the world. But if you need to keep the edge to keep the edge to play well, keep it.
Yeah, I thought those comments were a bit. I mean, do what you. He might have some feedback that he doesn't like, or maybe a buddy of his tracks social media or something. But at the end of the day, do what you need to do. I've got eight guys on my list. I think he's top eight. I don't know where he'd fit. I would like to say confirm, because I think he's playing that well. But Eichel's another guy.
Eichel's a guy,
I think they're because you guys named it. McDavid, Robertson, Kucherov. I think is in there. Dreisaitl, Pasta, Eichel, Marner, Kachuk. But I'm right there. Like,
give him a confirm, Noodles.
Well, 17 games in a row, yes. I've given him a confirm.
Yeah. But like, I just, two confirms.
But no, like, I've got eight or nine.
It's tight. Like, you can make the argument. The thing is, you got to remember, historically, if your team's not in the playoffs, you're not going to win the Hart.
Yes. So, and by the way, folks, keep in mind, we're talking about 20 games
today,
here.
Today,
of course.
Yeah.
Today, right now. We're just talking like quarter
But he pole. Deserves all of the love, and I confirm it 100%, because of what the Leafs have gone through here. The way the Leafs started, both their goalies out for extended periods of time, their top three defensemen out for long periods. Like, those are real hurdles, like significant hurdles.
Yeah.
Not, oh, there's a couple guys out. Like, massive, massive. Two starters and your three best defensemen out. And look what they're doing. All they do is win every single night. And he's got points in 17 straight. He plays more than anyone. He kills penalties. He's PP1, PK1. Goes up and down the lineup. Doesn't matter who he plays with. That speaks to value. He's been phenomenal. It's a confirm for me, for sure. Confirm or deny, one of the Rangers or the Panthers will miss the playoffs.
You know what? I'm going to confirm it. I'm going to confirm it because not everything ends up rosy all the time. Like, it's not like they just – it's everyone says it's a hard league. No one's just going to gift it and say, you're actually pretty good, so you deserve to go in. There's going to be teams scratching and clawing right at them. If I will say there's an if to this. If they keep this up for another 10 games.
Yeah, I'm denying it. I think both those teams are good enough to make it. You know, somebody has to come out, but it'd be...
I think Detroit team's coming out, personally. But,
well, some recency bias in that.
No, I know that. But yeah. I think they... I thought they'd be better this year. I was saying that all throughout training camp in the summer. I thought they'd be better. I don't think they're a playoff team, though. But, well, go ahead.
I'm going to deny it. I think both those teams will make it. That was my I think the goalie will get going because, you know, Shesterkin hasn't been great the last couple games. And this season is save percentage, all that's down. The Rangers had a big turnover, not at the top, but kind of in the middle, too. You lose Andrew Kopp. You lost Ryan Strom, and you replaced him with guys. Sammy Blaze comes back, and I know Trocheck is there. But it takes a while for guys to settle in. Plus, the kids haven't been that good. You know, that Lafreniere is still trying to find his game.
Yep.
Even though in the playoffs they were good last year. It just, I think they'll be fine, though. So I'm going to deny it. I think both those teams will be fine.
Yeah, I'm going to deny it as well because of where they are. They're just on the outside looking in. They're a point out. You know, it'd be one thing if they were 7 points out, 8 points out. They're still within striking distance. And you mentioned Shesterkin. You look at his stats. They're still. It's not like they're awful. You know, like he's still got a pretty good stat line for the average goalie in the league.
But
it's
expectation, just, right? He set the bar so high.
He was so crazy good last year that wasn't reasonable to replicate. The thing is, you got to determine who's coming out. I would guess Detroit, but then who is it? You know, are the Islanders going to slow down? They've won four in a row again. You know, like, yeah. Is Jersey going to slow down? I don't think so. Like,
dude, they're still dummy.
They won three in a row since the Leafs beat them.
I was going to say, you know, in hard conversation, should Jack Hughes or Jesper
Bratt
be in there?
Yes, I agree. One
of those guys have been. That's why, you know, I think there's a 10-pack there, and Marner deserves to be right there in top five. I'm just saying, like, there are some great storylines this year, and you know, New Jersey's one of them. They're number one in the league right now.
Yep,
they've been great.
They've been really good. All right, confirm or deny: Canada versus Morocco should still be a highly anticipated and celebrated match for Canadian sports fans.
Yeah, I'm going to confirm that. It's like pretty big deal to get over there. Let's not just you know, toss it away now and just say we don't care. You know, treat it for what it's worth. It's the biggest stage in the world, and they qualified. It's not gone their way, but let's not pack up shop here and abandon them. It's a massive ordeal. Try to get a win and finish on the right note. There's nothing else. There's nothing left to do.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah. I agree. Confirm. Yeah. It happens every 4 years.
That's right.
Like, if you're not going to take advantage of this game and watch it with pride and, you know, root them on and hope they do well, what are you waiting for? You got to wait 4 years until you're going to see it again.
Yeah,
100% confirm.
Yeah, it's just so rare. I agree. That you got to get excited about it regardless of what happens. You have
right.
to be.
Final one here. Confirm or deny. Tiger Woods, who said he plans on playing the four majors and maybe a couple of other tournaments next year. Confirm or deny, Tiger Woods will play in at least four cut-line tournaments in 2023, which means the Hero doesn't count, the PNC doesn't count. We're talking four, like, real tournaments. Confirm or deny?
False. I'm going to confirm that just because I think of all, like, over everything, I think his ego just likes placing himself at the events. Like, I think he gets a kick out of showing up at the Masters and still being the man and the hat backwards and the shades. And then 4 months goes by and he's like, I think I got to pop up somewhere else. I think that he gets a kick out of that, as he should. He's the man. Roger Maltby. He is the needle.
I'm denying it because I just don't know if his health is going to hold up.
Yeah.
That's what worries me. I just, every time you turn around, this guy, like, all of a sudden, I wouldn't say secret surgeries, but he just leaks it out. Yeah, I had a couple more procedures. Like that, that's not good. That's not good for business.
No, I'm in the same boat, Noodles. Like, I'm going to deny it as well because it's got to that point where it's difficult to trust it. I mean, the Hero was a lock, and he's got plantar fasciitis that's taking him out. You know, like,
right.
Who's to say the knee doesn't act up, the back doesn't flare? What if his game goes south? And he's like, I can't play at a U.S. Open. I'll get destroyed.
Well, he said that today. He's like, I can hit any shot in the world. I just can't do it without a cart.
Yeah, which, again, we'll see. Well, I'll believe that when I see it in the real stuff. You know,
that was like, that was a little quiet tire pumping.
He's yes.
Like, I can blow a 7-under at my home course, but I'm in a cart.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, thanks, pal. We know you can shoot 7-under.
Right. You'll be doing that the rest of your life. But can you do it in competition, toughest tracks, walking? I'll believe it when I see it. Confirm or deny, brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease the 2023 NX250 all-wheel drive signature package from just $278 biweekly for 40 months. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com. All right, Chris Johnston coming up on Mitch Marner's play of late, William Nylander's play of late. What do we expect in the goaltending situation moving forward with the Leafs? And Matthew Tkachuk's return to Calgary tonight. We'll catch up with CJ next. All right, we have a pair of tickets to give away. Leafs Flames, December 10th. Every day this week, we will provide the clue to the identity of a current or ex-Maple Leaf player. On Friday, you'll have a chance to call in and name that Leaf and win the tickets. Today's clue, the second of the week. Despite being drafted in the first round, this former Maple Leaf is considered a bust. Wow, that's harsh. It's a harsh clue.
Jesus, Grappler. What is that again? A second rounder?
No, being a first round pick. Despite being drafted in the first round, this former Maple Leaf is considered a bust.
What's that guy's name? Biggs? Biggs?
It could be. Yeah.
What was that guy's name?
That's an ignorant thing. Like, I'm sorry. We're not going with that clue. We're scratching it. Seriously.
We're not scratching it. You think Tyler, what was that guy's name? Tyler Biggs?
Tyler Biggs. Yeah,
yeah, you think was, he was a
absolutely the definition of one.
Guy's but, long gone, and we got to talk like that. How about we just say he was a second-round pick?
It may not be him. Who knows
First-round pick.
First-round pick. Yeah. Well, all right, we got CJ on the line. Here's Chris
Dude,
Johnson.
I swear to God, if it's me, I'll climb through the glass and strangle that grappler. If
how could it
if
be
I
Why
you?
Would it be?
I'm just
how
saying,
could you be a bust? You scored 200.
If he's trying to be funny and he says I'm a bust, bring in CJ.
Well, you were in a Leaf pick, though. I get the impression like this is a Leaf pick
in
the first round.
Yes.
All right, here's Chris Johnston, our TSN Hockey Insider. What's up, CJ?
I mean, to be fair, there's been a few busts over the years by this organization. Not in a while, but...
Yeah, but we're positive Tuesday, man. We're positive Tuesday. The Leafs are hot. Everything is hot. Hazy B's having the Jordan game of broadcasting, and we got to go to the negativity train and say this guy was a bust as the first clue of the week.
It's Aki Berg. Was it Aki Berg? He wasn't drafted
Aki
to the
played.
Leafs, though.
He was a Kings pick, third overall.
He was a Kings pick. There you go.
Aki went higher than you two. Aki was a third overall pick.
That guy, I'm telling you, that's where people's heads are at with that Aki Berg. I thought he was a decent player. People hated his guts here, didn't they?
They really did.
Oh, God,
not
did
like
they hate
Aki.
His guts. Nicest guy in the world. Worked
He's
his
so
ass off,
nice.
And people hated that guy's guts. It made me sad.
Yeah. Were you a part of that crew, CJ, booing Aki Berg? Did you throw waffles at him or anything or what?
No, I can't take any credit for that. Okay. I didn't have any particular... He was on some of the good Leafs teams. That's the funny thing. And played 600 games. I'm just looking him up on HockeyDB. So that's not a bust by my measure.
No, not at all. No. Shout out to Aki Berg. Great trainer, too, Aki Berg.
He is, man.
Legit great trainer.
He is a TBS trainer, isn't he?
Yes, he's for Finland and everything. So, CJ, what can you put your finger on that, like, turn the tide for this team? Because with the injuries and the poor start, everything was suggesting that it was going to kind of go a darker direction. And they really had a fork in the road, and man, did they pick the right direction, because they're rocking right now.
Yeah, I mean, I look back even just to that first home game back from the California trip when they played Philadelphia and managed to get a win there. I mean, at that point in time, it looks crazy to even say this now because of how hot they've been, but you just think if they lose that game, what's, you know, we're talking about firing people and trading people and all kinds of stuff. I'm not really sure what's changed. I do think one of the interesting factors, though, is, you know, they really... It's not been an easy go, right? I mean, cycling through the goaltenders the way they have, you know, obviously the situation they have with the injured defenseman now, you know, I think it actually maybe creates the circumstances to get everyone's attention, to buckle down, to play a little better, play together. You know, you got guys like Matt Hollowell coming in the lineup, and you can see him get his first point last night. You know, Austin Matthews was pretty pumped about that. I mean, I think all these things kind of help. And the truth is, look, we know that they're a good team. Like that was never really at issue, I don't think, even in the slow start. I mean, they got superstars. I mean, William Nylander might be their fourth best forward, although I think we might have a different debate just based on the play of the season. And you know, look at the player he is. So I think that there's a combination of having to face, you know, it was getting bad and they had to kind of face themselves. And then I do think that they've handled, you know, this adversity or these string of injuries really well.
So, CJ, a month ago, we were talking about the Anaheim trip where it was a disaster. The world was caving in. Hell was breaking loose. People were getting fired. Then we had the injuries. Like, what is the organization? Like, is it just business as usual and let's just enjoy them winning games, or... What happens next? Do they need a D-man, or guys are coming back? It's just all good in Leafland. It's going to be boring radio for three more months, or what?
Well, I think it's good. You know, I didn't get a sense at that point in time, as much as, you know, those of us doing our job were making a big deal where they were at, that there was much of an internal wobble. I think that there was an understanding that they had to buckle down, because remember, they played Philly in that first game after the trip, but then they had Boston, I think Carolina, Vegas. Like they had really good teams to face, and then, you know, they managed to get points out of all of them, and, you know, I think won three or four of those games. So, you know, internally, I don't think that there was quite the same clamoring that we were, you know, making externally. You know, and I do think now will be a little bit boring. I mean, it's never boring in Toronto. There's always something going on, but, you know, I think that this is a period where Kyle Dubas and the front office are really evaluating what they have. I think that they actually, as much as you don't want injuries, you know, they welcome the chance to see guys like Sandy and Liljegren play increased minutes, to maybe get a gauge where they might be at growth-wise. And I think that all that could go into making the decisions as they get closer to the trade deadline, you know, where they're going to allocate their cap room. And if it is, you know, straight up going to get another defenseman, or if maybe they feel like these guys are at a spot in their career where they're able to contribute. I mean, we're dealing with a pretty small sample size here, but, you know, those two in particular just came off a pretty strong road trip playing together, playing the most minutes they've ever seen in NHL games. You know, I think that has to be an encouraging factor. So, yeah, I think it is pretty boring right now, as bad as that is for the listeners that are probably turning off the radio as we're talking. But I don't see everyone, you know, I don't think they're going to make tons of panic trades. I mean, even when Riley went down and Jordy Benn, I mean, the Connor Timmins move, I think, was more of a big picture move anyway. You know, he hasn't gotten into a game. It wasn't like they went to get him just to try to stem the tide that was going on at that moment. It was more that Arizona was going to have to put him on waivers and needed to make that deal at that particular time. So, you know, I think that they're going to be patient and wait to get into January, February, and see what kind of moves might be out there for them.
Do you think this is where I was going to go? And this isn't painting a picture. It's nice to look at guys throughout the organization, but I'm, you know, do you not think that Kyle will be, even though he's being patient, do you not think he still has to make a move on the back end? Like I'm looking at, like, I'm lucky enough to go through the league and see teams live. Like, there are defense corps that, even if they're healthy, like if Riley and Brody come back, like that defense corps needs an upgrade. Like, you know, I look at Vegas's defense corps, even Boston, they're good. As I see defense corps throughout the league, I don't know how the Leafs measure up. The team, I'm not talking team defense, defense corps, which is different. And, you know, do you not think that something's going to heat up here sooner than later? Or are you, like you say, you think that Kyle's going to be incredibly patient and just allow some of these kids to just grow while they're chugging along?
Well, I think that they'd make the move sooner if they could. I just don't know that it's going to be out there for them. I mean, really the only defenseman of serious consequence that could be had in a trade today is Jacob Chychrun, and there's a huge price tag attached to him. And, you know, I have no reason or no knowledge of the Leafs being one of the teams that's super interested there. I think just the reality of the trades, you know, tend to happen in that 2 months leading up to the deadline dictates that's where they'll be. I think handicapping it's likely that they're going to be adding a defenseman, but it is sort of interesting if they think Liljegren and Sandin, and granted they're going to need to see more than they have to this point, but, you know, it's trended in a pretty good direction here on that road trip that they just come back from, and if those guys can play, because neither was really a factor in last year's playoff series, right? I mean, Sandin was scratched for all the games and Liljegren only played in two of them. You know, you still got Giordano here. You're not going to have Muzzin. So I do think, yes, that there's probably an upgrade there, but there's also a discussion to be had about, you know, what kind of upgrades they should look at forward, and there's only going to be so much cap space to go around to make those kind of moves.
Yeah.
With Chris Johnston, yeah, you mentioned Nylander and the numbers he's putting up, and I was kind of going through this earlier today just as kind of a practice. Like, how many teams in the league would he be the most, like, electric, point getting forward? You know, like, how many teams would, if you put him on their roster right now, like, if he goes to Arizona, clearly he's their number one guy. I would say probably Anaheim. I love Zegras, but he's still a kid. Like, the way Willie's playing right now. You know, you can go, I think you could go through the list, maybe San Jose. You know, there's a lot of teams in the league where I think you could stop and say, it's a legitimate debate if Nylander would be their, like, number one guy. Like, the offense would run through him. And that's how well he's playing right now.
Right, and it's been a huge bonus because, you know, Matthews in particular hasn't been quite as dangerous as he was last year. And you know, the team isn't really missing much of a step. I mean, they're scoring 4 goals a night now, you know, since they got hot here in November. And that's, you know, that's a way that they can win, you know, enough games to get, you know, the kind of point total they had last year. And I would expect they'll be up over 100 again this season. Nylander's a pretty polarizing guy, right? I mean, I think people have seen him kind of go in and out a little bit. I mean, it's even something Sheldon Keefe's referenced with the media at times, just about consistency in his game. But when he's on, I mean, there's not much debate about, at least from where I sit, about the kind of impact he can make. You know, he's been one of the players that have scored in the playoffs, too. kind of goes under the radar at times because they all end up in series losses for the Leafs. But you know, I think that he's there's a lot he can hang his hat on, and the fact that they have him as the third or fourth best forward on the team is a pretty big luxury to have.
With Chris Johnston, our TSN Hockey Insider, Matthew Tkachuk returning to Calgary, and neither team is exactly happy with where they're at. Florida's on the outside of the playoffs looking in, Calgary on the outside of the playoffs looking in. Do you think the trade on either side had anything to do with that?
I think it did. You know, especially, I'll start with Calgary. I just think, you know, swapping out two players that had over 100 points and have been such central parts of the team, you know, even if you like the move and it might still prove to work over time, that's a huge change, you know, for an organization. It's a big change for those players. You know, Jonathan Huberdeau's been slower to get going there, and he's had some injuries earlier in the season. You know, Kadri slowed down a little bit too. You know, I think that it might prove to be a good decision over time, but in the short term, I think that's probably contributed to it. And, you know, in Florida's case, they went in pretty heavy at last year's deadline, right? Like, they traded away two first-round picks for rental players, you know, didn't re-sign either one, Ben Sherrod or Claude Giroux. You know, then they trade Mackenzie Weegar and Jonathan Huberdeau to get Tkachuk. And so while Tkachuk has been very good and he's putting up points for the Panthers, you know, I think that there's been some subtraction overall from what that organization was. And we talk about the Leafs cap issues. The Panthers have tons of cap issues. They played three or four games already short of Skater because of their cap situation. They're going to have to clear more room out here in the near future with Anthony DeClaire, you know, working his way back from injury. And so, you know, I think Florida's just leaked some talent, and part of it is that trade, but part of it is just, you know, where the organization was at after putting all the chips on the table last year and falling short in the second round. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch. I like Calgary's chances to get back on track, but certainly to start this year, it's been a little underwhelming, I would say, from the Flames, just the way they've got going.
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean, this could be what they need. You know, as you bring Tkachuk back, the building should be rocking tonight. Yeah. They're going to boo him. You know, but that can go the other way, too. If you're in a bad spot, if Tkachuk goes in and scores two or three tonight, gets in a fight, wins a fight, whew, man, that can get – it might get ugly in Calgary. Like, it could get ugly quick.
And they're starting to back up goalie there tonight, so they've got their own set of discussions going on.
What's that?
Dan Vladar starting tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's got a chance to be a one in this league. I think there's going to be a team that will trade for him at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Darth Vladar.
I think he's got a chance to be a one. Mm. Like, he's young. He's only, I think, 23 or something, 24. Like, he's and they signed him to a two-year extension, so they've got him under control.
I would take a Scott Darling sniff on that guy.
Well, it depends
on
where.
It's not Scott Darling.
Well, it depends. Like, Scott Darling was a four-year deal. That was, you know, a situation where Carolina, you know, saw him win a cup, and he won a couple games there in the playoffs while Crawford stubbed his toe against Nashville, and then Crawford took over and got it going. But, you know,
it's interesting those goalies in Alberta, though, isn't it, Noodles? Like, you got Skinner playing last night, you got Vladar going tonight.
That Oilers goalie situation, I got a little bit too fired up on my boy Jeff Skinner, and I thought I anointed him the king a little too quickly. And I'm sorry. Like,
you need two goals. He's a tandem goalie.
I get it, Noodles.
That's what
but
Jack
that
Campbell
team,
is too.
Whatever issues they have, whether it be the back end, if those goaltenders continue to play like that, they're going to have an awfully difficult time covering up some of their stuff that everyone else has, because that goaltending ain't getting you nowhere. No way, no how.
I like Skinner as a goalie, and I think Campbell's better than he's showing.
Yeah, he's not this bad.
Not that bad.
It hasn't been good for Campbell, has it, CJ? I mean, it's been pretty
horrible. No, and they're worried about it, right? I mean, this is not the way you want to start a 5-year relationship after, you know, signing someone in free agency the way they have. And, you know, I got all kinds of time for Jack Campbell, just a sweetheart of a guy, and, you know, it's not nice to see him struggle like that, but, you know, there's huge pressure on him, I would think. You know, getting that kind of contract, having the expectations he did, and then to start in this manner. You know, there's a lot of worried people around the Oilers about trying to get him back on track and what it's going to take to do that.
Yeah. He played well against the Rangers the other day, so hopefully he can get going, you know?
Yeah. That's not good, though, when the whole organization's like, we got to figure out how to spark. I mean, it you would understand why that would be a conversation, though, to your point.
You know what would concern me more about getting his game going? this is 3 months into a 5-year deal.
Yeah, exactly.
That would concern me.
Yeah, very concerning. Not the best first impression
best
for him, Huberdeau. Anyway, all right, CJ.
Not the best plus Nick Cage.
Yes, maybe on top of not the best is Nick Cage. All right,
one CJ. One more set of reminders that the team that wins the summer doesn't always go on and win too many games. So.
Yep. Yeah, well, talk to Ottawa. Remember, they got crowned as the greatest offseason in the history of the National Hockey League. And they're winning more now, though. Like, Ottawa's, you know, they've dug themselves out of the ditch. The ditch just might be too deep. You know, they might have put themselves too far behind the eight ball. But you're right. The summer, it only does so much. All right, CJ, we'll leave it there. Thank you, buddy.
All right, boys. Talk soon.
Chris Johnston, our TSN Hockey Insider. Yeah, it's... Listen,
well, 20 games in, that's the thing, you know, like I, you know, there's so much more season to go. That's the crazy thing. I think, and this season, for some reason, has a smell to it like craziness.
Yes.
The lead changes, all of that, like injuries, like it'd be interesting to see what this league looks like 20 games from now. Too.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I think you're going to see some crazy storylines as well.
Yep. I think you're right. Like, look at Seattle. Seattle's won five in a row.
I talked to the L.A. coaches the other day, who Seattle's playing L.A. tonight. They said they're like legitimately legit. And the one thing they pointed to is their D are big, mean, mobile, can move the puck, and they're getting good goaltending. Martin Jones has had a resurgence there. Like, and the other thing, too, is they play really structured, apparently. Like, that Hakstol has them playing, like, really tight. So
I just love the structured comments. It's like... What is it, an option for other teams? Like, do you not want to be structured? Like, what kind of clown show do you have where you're not structured? Like, that's what I don't understand.
It
like,
is
to
the
say
reality,
a structured
though.
Team, it is, I get it, but what the hell? It's the best league in the world, and you don't have any structure? Like, what kind of...
You know
what
it
kind
is?
Of, what's going on here?
I'll come
it's
back
like we're using structure like it's some kind of award or something. Like, you're doing something good. You're supposed to. It's the best league in the world.
Yeah, but you know what? Oh, go back to Torts' comments saying it's a young, dumb league.
I know. Some of these kids, like, they just go out there and do whatever they want. They come back to the bench. They're like, nah, sorry, bud. Next time. But,
exactly. That's what I'm seeing. You see that throughout the league. You're watching players go, what the hell was that? You're like watching it and going, what was that? And the guy's like, yeah, no problem. Just... Go get them next shift.
Yeah,
because their whole life they spent with like plastic sticks out on the ice and like tripods deking them out, and that's what they want to do.
It's a very unique league, very talented, but very unique, very fast too. Some of these teams, like
Jamie, you know, I've known you long enough. I know what I know what unique means to you.
It's a different word, yes. Put it that way.
Yeah. I know when unique comes out of your mouth, it's hiding something.
It's hiding a swear word.
It might be. Yeah. All right, we'll come back with our best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app. All right, as we know, legendary patients deserve a legendary hospital. Help us build the new Sick Kids by becoming a monthly donor today. Your donations will help build an expanded neonatal intensive care unit, new state-of-art operating suites, and deliver more care to more children in need. Go to tsn1050.ca to become a monthly donor now, and your donation will be triple matched every month for an entire year. All right, shout out to our main man, Nick McVicker, a.k.a.
Yes.
Rick
Nick
McElroy.
Rick McElroy.
Maybe it's Mick McElroy. He's been doing a great job. The Grappler's, you know, under the weather, and he's not on today. So,
what's Rory's dad's name?
Is it Mick McElroy?
Whatever Rory's dad's name is,
Nick,
Rick's
Nick.
New name.
Okay.
Okay. We'll figure
find
that out.
Could be
figure
Rick.
That out.
Or Mick or.
No, I just. It's got to be. Nick has got to be referred to as.
Oh, my God. Guess what his name is?
What?
Jerry McElroy.
You're kidding.
Stop.
Bro. I am not. Google. Hit the Google search. Rory McElroy's dad's. Jerry McElroy.
I love it.
Lord.
Okay, well, there it's.
Now we've got a Jerry McElroy on
Jerry
our hands.
Jerry McVicker, yeah. Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry right. McVicker.
Well, he's got some plays he likes tonight. He sent me some bets. He's like, look at these,
Jerry.
And I like them. I like them. Today's best bets brought to you by FanDuel. Bet on all your favorite teams on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Pastrnak, anytime goal scorer tonight, paying plus 110. Pasta's been on fire. Big game at home against Tampa. Massive game tonight.
I'll be watching that one.
Yes. Colorado, Winnipeg, big game tonight.
That's a big game.
Over the number, six goals combined. Over. I think it's going to be a bit of a shootout tonight in the peg. And he's got Luka Doncic, over 41.5 points and assists combined. So he goes off in both categories. I love it. From Jerry, a.k.a. Nick, a.k.a. Rick McVicker. We love it. Those are your best bets. Brought to you by FanDuel. Make every moment more and get your winnings fast when you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. All right, boys. Well,
Jordan game, you were awesome today, Hayes. Oh, we know you're grinding.
One of your better shows of the year.
The last 30 minutes, I know the voice.
I've been awful the last.
No, the voice, you can tell you're grinding, but I'm telling you, you brought it today. That is a tough, tough, because we've all been there. We felt like garbage and battled through.
Thank you. Thank
you. Hal Gill recipe, you know what that is?
Yeah.
Whiskey.
A little glass, a forefinger, three finger.
That much whiskey in a tall glass, guzzle it, and go to bed.
Yeah,
you'll $1 million in the morning.
I'm telling you, like the last half hour, you're right. Ooh, was I struggling?
Well, at 6:30, you went to throw to the break. I'm like, oh my god, he is
dying.
Literally, name
my ears
right
are burning up too. I got the earmuffs on. I'm dying here. It's been a fun one. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to Al's brother for stepping in yesterday. We love Al's brother. Did a phenomenal job, as we all knew he would. Yeah. And Feshchuk was in there. Great stuff as always. Everyone behind the scenes, thank you for helping out today. We're out of here. Enjoy your evenings. Enjoy the games tonight. We're back tomorrow at
4 p.m.
We'll chat then.